This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland visited the Bureau of Land Management's national headquarters in Grand Junction today. CPR Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg was there. She says the secretary implied a decision could come soon about whether the Bureau's head office will stay in Colorado.
Haaland did not, however, say which way that decision might go. She said the BLM's relocation was hard on its employees, many of whom left instead of moving.
There's no way to sugarcoat the trauma and disruption that continues to affect the team at Interior. And it's why my first priority is to avoid doing any more harm to the BLM's dedicated employees. We owe them that. That said, I also remain open to the idea that Grand Junction can and will play a significant role in the BLM's future.
In addition to BLM employees and Colorado politicians, Haaland also plans to meet with tribal leaders before a decision is made. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
New job numbers show workers in Denver's entertainment industry are back to work. Here's Denverite's Kevin Beatty.
The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics dropped the latest results of its monthly current employment statistics survey last week. The big takeaway for the Denver Metro? People who work in concert venues, museums, and outdoor recreation are now working at pre-pandemic levels. Filled restaurant jobs were still lagging, but they've seen significant growth since last year, and they're on track to make a recovery. But it isn't clear whether consumer spending in these industries is back up to snuff. That data for June won't be available for another month or so. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
Flood watches continue for parts of the state. The National Weather Service has now issued a flood warning for a large area of Clear Creek County, including Central City and Idaho Springs. Meteorologists say some areas have seen 3 inches of rain in the last hour, and they warn that people should avoid any flooded roads and move to higher ground if necessary. Burn scars in Summit and Grand counties have also seen flash floods as heavy rain hits the mountains. This is CPR News. Coming up on All Things Considered, a conversation with CIA Director William Burns about Russia, China, and what keeps him up at night. That's next. Thanks for being with us, and happy Friday.